I'll break as many needles as it takes to get this right.
Hello and welcome to what will be the final episode of the Shadow Isles series. I thought we had one more with Mordekaiser, but he's actually been, with updates made to the champion, his lore got updated, and so he's no longer a Shadow Isles champion. But we will cover him in a different series. So today we are wrapping up with Gwen, the Hallowed Seamstress, a very new champion. She was released in April of 2021, making her, you know, one of the most recent 10 champions released. She is a skirmisher slash fighter, and she's played in the top, middle, and jungle roles, most frequently in the top lane. There was a few metas where she was kind of jungle. Really rare to see her played mid, but mostly top lane. And she is a doll come to life. She carries around a massive pair of scissors that are like spectral in nature. And she, you know, she's got blue hair. She's got kind of these tailored doll clothes. And yeah, so she was a doll and then she was animated and, or due to a magical event, she became a living creature, which you will learn about in her biography and story. Gwen, as a champion, I guess you probably wouldn't say is like the most like unique in terms of how she's played. She's great in a side lane, and then she's going to be deadly if she gets onto like the back line of your team. She can just shred through targets with her abilities. And yeah, as the game goes on, she gets stronger and stronger in terms of like kind of like a 1v1 situation. Her passive is called A Thousand Cuts, which is named after the torture method. Gwen's basic attacks, the center of her Q and her ultimate deal bonus damage based on the target's percent or the target's health. This is her passive. Her Q is called Snip Snip, and the passive is that when you auto attack with Gwen, you generate a stack of Snippy for 6 seconds, stacking up to 4 times. And then the active is Gwen snips in a cone. You like snip in quick succession based on how many stacks of Snippy you have that do damage per snip. Her W is called Hallowed Mist. So she summons Hallowed Mist around her. Inside the mist, Gwen gains armor and magic resistance and is untargetable to all enemies except turrets and monsters that are outside of the mist. So if you're inside the mist, you can target her. If you're outside of the mist, you toss abilities out, you toss all this stuff like from outside the mist, it won't hit her. And then the thing is, if she moves outside of the mist will follow her once, but if she moves twice, then it will disappear. Her E is called Skip and Slash. Gwen dashes to a location, then empowers her basic attacks for the next 4 seconds. So you just dash forward and do more damage. Her ultimate is called Needlework. Gwen launches a needle in a target direction that deals magic damage and slows enemies. Needlework can be recast twice within 6 seconds at no additional cost. Each subsequent cast refreshes the duration and increases the number of needles launched by 2. So the first one will be 1 needle, and then 3 needles, and then 5 needles. So if you hit someone with all 5 needles on the third cast, it's going to do a lot of damage. Gwen is the she is one of the first she is the second heterochromic champion, which means that you have two different colored eyes. Her right eye is teal and the other is violet. And that's kind of the only trivia, cool trivia we have for Gwen. So without further ado, she is kind of one to, I guess, break the mold a little on the coloring of Shadow Isles champions. She is very teal, blue, and violet compared to kind of, like, there is the tealish blue in the other characters, but they have a lot more green and stuff. She has none of that going on. So definitely kind of a contrast to some of the other champions in the Shadow Isles, which kind of makes her character model pop. But without further ado, we will hop into her story, her bio, and then a brief discussion after, and we will go on from there and have some episodes in between to take a bit of a break and then hop into our next series. So thank you for listening. I hope you learned something, and I hope you enjoy it. Gwen, the Hallowed Seamstress. Within the long-lost kingdom of Camavor, there once lived a village of people far from the throne. It was here, in the rural colonies, where a humble seamstress made her beloved doll, Gwen. What Gwen can remember of her past, she remembers with love. The seamstress and the doll spent their days crafting, scissors resting in Gwen's still hands as her maker stitched nearby with needle and thread. At night, the two could be found crouched under the dinner table, the seamstress challenging Gwen to makeshift duels, the clash of silverware against scissors echoing in their candle-lit kitchen. In time, the game stopped and the light faded. Gwen could not understand why, but whenever she struggled to recall details, she felt a twinge of pain, tied to a man whose name and face escaped her. As her memories washed away with the ocean tide, Gwen lay still for centuries, quiet and forgotten. Then one night, her eyes opened. Gwen awoke for the very first time on a shadowy beach far from her home. By magic unbeknownst to her, she had been transformed into a living girl who could move her hands and feet all on her own. Gwen took to life with joy. She skipped across the sand, amazed by how far her eyes could see, how wondrous every pebble was to her touch, and how incredible the wind felt on her back. Along the coast, scattered debris left abandoned for a millennium caught her attention. Lying beside broken chests were oddly familiar tools: scissors, needles, thread. Gwen recognized them immediately. These were her maker's tools. When her fingers touched them, a burst of mist glinting with light flowed from her hands. To her, it felt safe and warm, like the soothing embrace of a hallowed past. But Gwen was not the only one drawn to this magic. Lurking in the aisles, a different mist swarmed. Black in color, it coiled and twisted, forming into fearsome wraiths. Something within Gwen's newfound presence attracted them, something they hungered for with obsession. As the race came for her, Gwen was undeterred. She thrust her scissors at them. To her delight, more of her mist filled the air, enchanting the size and strength of her tools, and turning them from mere steel into spectral magic. But the wraiths were relentless. They swelled in number, fueled by the ever-growing black mist. Gwen began to feel a tragic, strangely familiar pain. Surrounded by wraiths, suppressed memories surfaced. She recalled images of her maker, sick and wounded, lying in anguish. Near her was a man whose face finally returned to Gwen. Viego. Remembering his name brought Gwen to her knees. Wistfully, she reflected on the bygone moments spent with her maker, a happier, simpler time, and stole one final glance at her scissors. It was then Gwen realized something amazing. Her maker, victim to that man's twisted vanity, was not fully gone. The seamstress's tools, the very tools that first sewed and stitched Gwen together, were now in her hands. Gwen believed this was no accident. She knew deep down her maker was still with her, still fighting. This was a gift Gwen would not take for granted. Grasping needles and thread, she spun clouds of hallowed mist to push back the swarming wraiths. Her scissors slashed hard and fast, reminiscent of those blissful nights when her maker imagined grand battles beneath their kitchen table. Soon, the wraiths were no more. Though triumphant, Gwen recognized this was only the beginning. She could sense these wraiths and Viego were linked, both responsible for the spread of immense pain. With no time to lose, she resolved to track the black mist and stop it at any cost. Gwen expected this endeavor to be strenuous, yet she reveled in every second of being alive, for who knew how long this blessing would last. Having been given a unique chance at life, Gwen chooses to be an indomitable positive force against all odds. She journeys across Runeterra, determined to restore joy to those who are hurt and suffering. To Gwen, each moment is precious, and each step driven with purpose.
What a strange, wonderful world. I must make sure it stays that way.
Gwen's story is called The Stranger Who Sews by Michael Luo. Under the setting sun, hidden behind a dense thicket, a young lady stands with large black bows in her silvery blue hair, complemented by golden ornaments and an elegantly tailored dress. Her hands grip a pair of giant spectral scissors. It has been weeks, months maybe, since she first arrived on the western continent. The land here paints a vast horizon, the biggest she has ever seen, but Gwen has one thing on her mind: the black mist. She has tracked it here all the way from the Isles, stopping it wherever she could. Not far off in the distance sits a small cobblestone farmhouse. A chimney puffs out smoke. Foggy windows begin to glow with the reflection of candlelight. A wooden door swings open and two boys run out, each holding a doll. They chase one another across the farm, laughing and shouting words of battle. In this moment, they are no longer children and their toys are no longer cloth and string. They are kings, and their toys are brave warriors fighting evil to defend their kingdoms. Gwen sighs. She thinks of her maker's home, not too different from the one before her now. She remembers how it felt to play without a worry in the world, back when she was a toy doll herself, back when her maker was happy and safe. The pain always hits first. Gwen clutches her chest, and then she sees it. From the woods to the east it comes, thin tendrils of blackened mist coiling over each other to form almost familiar shapes. Their contorted hands claw for life under the weight of piercing screams. The boys drop their toys and run. Gwen cannot bear to hear their cries, not those of the black mist that she has heard many times, but of the children. They are innocent. They deserve joy. She leaps out of the thicket. Her scissors swing high above her head, white wisps flowing from their closed blades. As her dress twirls, she slashes in a downward arc, ripping a slew of unsuspecting black mist wraiths asunder. "Ha!" Gwen shouts. "Took you quite long enough. Scared of me, are you?" The wraiths turn their attention to Gwen and screech through jagged maws. Gwen looks to the stunned children, crouched behind a fallen tree. Her voice softens. "Don't worry. I won't let them hurt you." The wraiths swarm. Somber cries fill the air. Dark, ruinous clouds materialize out of the once gentle sky surrounding Gwen. The boys huddle close. Gwen opens her scissors. For a breath, the wraiths stand still. Gwen seizes her chance and dashes forward. She cuts too fast for the naked eye. Tufts of darkness appear and fade, sheared out of existence by Gwen's magical blades. One, two, 3 seconds later, and only a small handful of the Black Mist servants remain. Gwen catches her breath, one hand on her knee, the other holding her scissors, nose down in the dirt. Ripped threads of her dress sway in the wind. Her eyes scan for the collapsed tree. Two pairs of frightened eyes peek out. She turns her attention back to the wraiths. "I won't let them down," she says to herself. "I promised I wouldn't let anyone down." She plucks a few needles out of her pocket and throws them upward. With a spin, she smacks a hand down on the ground. The needles, as if on command, fall into place and form a circle around Gwen. She closes her eyes and whispers, "Hallowed be my mist." Threads of mist, white with glints of light, flow from each needle. One boy covers his eyes. The other looks on. This mist is different. It feels quiet, warm, safe even. Its threads swirl and blend neatly, the work of a master seamstress. Soon, Gwen is shrouded by a protective fog. A single wraith, brave or desperate, dives into this mysterious domain. The others corral nearby, eager to follow. Inside, Gwen dances circles around her foe. She dodges every claw, every swipe, chuckling between the clangs of her scissors. Another wraith enters. Another chuckle echoes. From the outside, both boys watch in awe. Who is she? What is she? To them, it appears easy, but Gwen knows these wraiths are relentless. She needs to end this. Gritting her teeth, she swings her scissors, slicing another wraith in two before setting her weapon aside. She draws her last needles and, channeling all the magic she can muster, shoots them forward. They fly from the shroud into the hollow chests of the wraiths. Gwen does not chuckle. She lets out a triumphant yell as the wraiths burst and vanish, leaving only needles on the dirt. A cool breeze tickles Gwen's glistening brow as all the mist fades. She grabs her scissors and needles and exhales. Her eyes turn back to the fallen tree where the children now sit. Gwen approaches them. "Are you all right?" A grass-stained face looks at her and nods. "You're amazing," the other boy exclaims. He drops his torn doll to the ground where another already lies. "Not like us," he mutters under his breath. "We can't do nothing." Gwen frowns. She senses their pain. They were helpless, and they have every right to be sad and angry, yet she can't help but see the broken dolls and feel hurt herself. "Who are..." one boy begins. "Will you stay with us?" the other blurts out. Gwen wonders for a second before a bedraggled woman, short of breath, rushes out and embraces the children. "My darlings, I'm so glad you're safe," she says, tears flowing down her face. "Excuse me, miss," Gwen says politely. "Who are you?" "Oh, you'll have to forgive me," the woman replies. "Where are my manners?" She wipes her eyes, sees Gwen in full for the first time, and hesitates. "She's our mom, duh," a child says. The woman nods and kisses her son. "Thank you," the woman says to Gwen, her voice quavering. "I don't know what those things were, or who you are, for that matter, but you saved my boys, and that's enough for me." Her hands reached toward Gwen, palms open, a sign of gratitude. Gwen looks at the mother's hands, the calluses on her fingers and the nicks in her nails. She sees her apron, its front pocket holding a near-empty spool, with thread trailing toward the cobblestone house. Gwen eyes the broken dolls again and smiles knowingly. Watching the mother's arms wrapped around her children, she hears laughter. Its sweet tones of happiness and relief remind Gwen of something stronger than the children's pain. Love. And not just a pure, innocent kind, but one born out of sacrifice. Gwen steals a glance at the distant horizon, remembering her maker. She lays her scissors down and picks up the children's dolls, setting them in their mother's hands. "Oh, these silly toys I made for them," the woman says. "Why, I was once a silly toy, just like these," Gwen says. "But I was brought to life by magic." "Magic? What magic?" a boy asks. "Well, I'm not entirely sure," Gwen thinks aloud, "but the person who had that magic was my maker, you see. And the sacrifices she made came from a very special place, a joyful, loving place." Gwen turns to the woman. Your mother might know. The woman and her child stare at Gwen, confused. I'm sorry, Gwen says to them, knowing the black mist is still out there. I must get going. She grabs her scissors with one hand and flicks out two threads with the other. They float in the air, two precious heartstrings, before finding homes in the doll's torn fabric, sewing their rips together. Wow, one boy says, lifting his mended toy up high. His brother imitates Gwen's flicking motion at his own doll, hoping it'll somehow animate on its own. I wish I had magic, he says, eyes wide. Gwen looks at the mother, whose love is reflected in how tight she holds her children, and sees the brother's joy, listening to their renewed laughter as they play with their dolls. You do, Gwen whispers before turning to leave the family behind. The end.
All right, everyone. First, we must win. After, I'll be glad to fix any clothes, hair, or broken spirits.
Well, that is the story of Gwen, the hallowed seamstress, a force for good in the battle against the Shadow Isles and the mist, the black mist. It seems we've come across a lot of those, which, you know, makes sense. You want probably more heroes than you have villains, not an equal amount, but it would seem that even I was a little taken aback. That's, I think, excessive, but a little shocked, I guess, when getting into these and realizing, oh, this character is a good guy. Now, Gwen, I knew, but like something like a Maokai or a Yorick, right? If you don't always pay attention to their voice lines when, like, you're playing them in the game, then, like, you don't, I guess, realize that. And then their appearance just looks so much like it would be a villain type character model that you kind of just assume. And that isn't the case for, like, champions like that. They aren't necessarily the best things, right? They might do some things that a true hero might not do, but they are very much against the mist, and the harrowing, and Viego, and what the Shadow Isles has become. They want to restore it to what it was, and so now they have an additional ally in Gwen, who might not be someone who is on the Shadow Isles all that much, but as she seems to be journeying through Runeterra. But also, we need to understand that her maker is heavily implied to be Isolde, the wife of Viego, and that's why she recalled him. And I guess the closest I could get is that Gwen is like a Horcrux of Isolde, and not that Gwen is Isolde reborn in her doll, but like in a kind of similar branch off of that tree, I guess. The magic from the harrowing, I guess, caused Gwen to come to life. And now be a force against the mist and the wraiths, and protecting the innocent and fixing their dolls and acclimating to life in the real world very quickly, it would seem. I always like it when in the stories and stuff we really get, you know, they make it so that the champion is demonstrating the abilities that they have in the game. We definitely got her W, her E, her alt in that story, which is nice. And yeah, Gwen is a very blue, very popular pick. She isn't like the most meta champion, but in pro play you'll definitely see her brought out fairly regularly. It's not like she's kind of a pick that has been abandoned at all. She's still quite popular. Yeah, so that will do it for Gwen, the Hallowed Seamstress. As I said earlier, we will be moving into a new series, but we'll probably have an episode or two in between on other things, and then hop back into the lore. Only a few more to go. Pretty happy with how this has gone so far, and I appreciate you all for listening, and hopefully you will tune in to our in-between episodes, but if not, in a couple of weeks, we will launch our next lore series. We've got some of the big ones coming up, the ones that have a lot of champions in them, some of the bigger regions of Runeterra. So that'll be fun and long, but fun nonetheless. So thanks so much for listening, and I will see you all next week.
Bits of fabric can become something beautiful. My work here can do just the same.